So, wir sind wieder dabei, immer schön hier in Leipzig in der NATO Schmidommer auf der Adolf-Sülknecht-Straße. Und ich würde jetzt gerne mal wissen, wir haben jetzt nur schon einiges erfahren über die Band, über die Ursprünge, dass man sich doch etwas viel Fantasie zulegen musste in der Zeit der JSSR, um Musik zu machen, und dass die Musik auch sehr vielschichtig ist. Und jetzt habe ich vollkommen den Faden verloren, das ist sehr peinlich. ja, das haben wir jetzt eigentlich schon festgestellt. Ach Gott, ja, the problem is we told so much that this question is not an interesting. Also, ja, mir ist aufgefallen, beim Anhören der Musik ist sehr vielschichtig und sind auch viele klassische Instrumente drin. Und manchmal wirkt es auch ein bisschen chaotisch, habe ich so einen Eindruck. Und welche Einflüsse stecken da jetzt so alles drin? Ich habe auch manchmal so einen Eindruck, dass da auch ein Stück weit Ostrock drin steckt. Weiß ich nicht, ob ich da jetzt komplett daneben liege. The music of Schmidommer has many kinds of feeling, and you're playing also with classical instruments. I think oboe,
yeah.
Oboe, and something on. And sometimes I think the music here is like chaotic, because there's put so much inside, and you have to cut this to listen to every kind of music. And what are the influences to make this music, this whole stuff? And put inside classical instruments, and sometimes I think I hear it's called Ostrock, Eastrock, in GDR, like Puris, Karat, or Elektra. I think I hear something about this music from the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the major influence for this is it's not very musical influences, actually, because I try to do art, which is I feel art, to make art means to make a picture of life, to make a kind of your vision of how expressive vision, how you see the world, how you see the reality. And I see reality really chaotic. When I wake up in the morning, I go to street, and then you have cars and people. Each person, when you watch it, each person has his own life. Like he's coming from someplace and he's going someplace. Yeah. He's thinking about something. Yeah. He's thinking about something. Someone is felt in love. Someone is just someone is just losing someone. Someone is going to work. Someone is fearing because he has some exam at school. You know, someone is old, so he's just trying to get some remembrances about something. So you have so many lives in one second. You know, you stay on street and you see so many lives just going so fast around you, just miss, you know, and it's gone, and you don't know anything about that person, you know, you just, you know, and it's kind of a huge mixture of all these things in 1 second. Then your own day is also like that, you know, you go someplace and you meet someone, it's changed your plans, you go some other place, then you do something, you talk with some people. But 2 hours later, you do something completely different. You sit in the park, you know, just relaxing, or whatever. You can the whole day is also kind of chaotic mixture of many, many, many different things, you know. And what I'm trying to do is to show all these in one song, in music, to kind of discover, or not discover, but to paint it a little bit, that kind of rush and that chaos and that all these things. So that's my art style. and that's almost all I can say about that, you know, because that's how, and if people, when they listen to this music, when they feel chaotic, I was okay. I was right with that, because that's my goal. And of course, people, I always try to collaborate with audience. I'm making picture, but they need to say what these pictures are about. It's not my role. It's their role, you know. And some people even tell me sometimes, like, what it is about, you know, what they feel it is about. And as I said before, you know, I never complain about that. It's like, okay, you know, you feel this in it, and you think it's blue, okay, it's blue. The other person feels it's green, it's fine, you know, I'm fine with that, you know, it's no problem. But the role of audience is to explain my songs. Not it's not my role.
You know. Yeah, super also my opinion. Every person has its own life.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, exactly.
And exactly in my head. Okay. Richtig schön. Das hat mir jetzt sehr gefallen. Wirklich richtig klasse. Also, er hat das jetzt wirklich sehr schön erzählt. Also die Musik ist praktisch Kunst, gemalte Kunst, expressionistisch dahingehend. Wenn man raus auf die Straße macht, dann sieht man eine Person, die kommt von A, macht nach B. Und erlebt ziemlich viel auf diesem Wege. Dann kommt eine andere Person, die geht auch wieder von A nach B. Und so sieht man in jeder Minute Ausschnitte von verschiedensten Lebensformen oder Leben, Menschen. Und genauso ist es auch mit dem Tag, den man selber durchlebt. Das ist eine Mixtur aus verschiedensten Erlebnissen. Und allumfassend zusammengeknietscht, einfach mal so gesagt, Uschi Midoma, beziehungsweise er, wenn er die Texte schreibt, malt das Bild für andere und sie dürfen das auch interpretieren. Also er schreibt das nicht vor, was sie zu denken haben über die Musik, sondern sie haben auch die Möglichkeit, ihren eigenen Kopf anzustrengen. Sie beschreiben es nur. So, you are the writer of the lyrics, and I found that you are Jesky Baznik, poet. Why somebody say you're a Czech poet? On your side you're writing something, an X for the frozen sea in us. It's also like the music. And why you writing something about Franz Kafka? And what's the connecting to Franz Kafka? At school, everybody seek if they have some writings of Franz Kafka, because he is very complicated. At school, I have text of Franz Kafka, I think so much, two sentences. I really write also complicated, but not so complicated. Yes.
Yeah,
Achso, ja. Also, es wird gesagt, dass er ein tschechischer Lyriker ist. Und auf Ihrer Seite haben Sie eine kurze Bemerkung, dass die Texte sind eine Axt für die gefrorene See in uns oder für das gefrorene Wasser in uns. Und ich wollte eben gerne nochmal wissen, was es nun mit Franz Kafka auf sich hat, der nur ansonsten immer der allgemeine Schülerschreck ist.
Basically, I have to say that this sentence from what you got from website is written by some journalists. It was their feelings about my poetry.
Okay.
But at the same time, I love Kafka, and I agree with that, because my Kafka. You asked me before for some influences, and I told you about influence of street, for example, or influence of life. But now I can tell also about influence of Kafka. Because Kafka, one thing, as I mentioned, the communist time, he was forbidden in our country. It was his books couldn't people couldn't read it really. So of course we tried to find it some secret way. So I read a lot of Kafka in time. Kafka has huge sense of humor. Even though it's humor. It's kind of absurd humor, but it is humor, you know. And I like that one. I just his novels are really important for my life and any time, all my life, you know, any time I'm in some strong situation in something. In some really important point, I always remember some scenes from Kafka, and it's still true for me. It's really true novel, true writing for me, and also humoristic. So I give you example. It is black humor, but maybe more than absurd humor, like absurdity. And I remember one scene. Which is I don't want to make it too long, but just one story from Kafka, a short one. There's a person who is coming in front of the gate, and there's some guard in front of the gate, and the person is coming there, and he wanted to go through the gate, but there's a guard, so he cannot really, so he sit on the bench. And start to talk to the guard and whatever, and life is going on, and the person is getting older and older and older, and then in the very end, he's almost dying. He's like really very old man, you know, just sitting on the bench, and all his life, he was standing in front of the gate, and never went through, because he thinks. Oh, there is a guard, maybe I cannot go through or something, you know. But no one told him he cannot go. He just realized it. He was just thinking. You know? And then he asked the guard, he said, well, can you tell me why I couldn't go through this gate? And the guard said, well, this gate was only for you. It was only your gate. Now, when you will die, I will go and I will close it. You know, so for me this is really strong picture of people hopes, that people hope for something. They say, well, if I have chance, I can be, I don't know, I can write aircraft, you know, or I can be a sailor, I can be cosmonaut. Yeah. But you know, I had difficulties and blah blah blah. You know, and of course, each fate is in your hands. Like whenever, if you want to be cosmonaut, you can. Of course, you can. You know, everyone can. But a lot of people, most of people, always have some kind of talking. But you know, it's difficult because I have something to do now and then later and whatever, you know, laziness, you know, some fear, you know, whatever, unhope, you know, unbelief. So all these things are kind of difficult for people to do what they can do. You know, they have an open gate on the very beginning of the life, and they can do whatever. But they won't. Some people, you know, end it in some office, and they go every day to the office or to work, you know, somewhere, and watching TV and watching these commercials, you know what I mean? This lifestyle is coming from not using a chance to go through your own gate. And that's Kafka. So for me, Kafka is very, very, very great writer, and I have hundreds of these kind of pictures from Kafka in my mind, and it helps me my life for sure. You know, isn't it?
Are these the meaning of your whole lyrics, or other things?
I have it in my mind, and of course when I'm writing my own lyrics, so time to time I remember that, and I just say, well, that's true. So I want to say my own sentence to the same theme, for example. You know? So I give you example that we just finished a new album. It's about 1 week ago. It will be a new album, but it's not out yet. But it will be out in May 13th, in 3 weeks from now. And one of songs has also lyrics very similar to this, you know, that each person has its own. The song is about drops, like drops, raining, for example, or just whatever. No. Drop is like a teardrop or raindrop, you know, one small thing, like this. And it's when drop is going on the wall, you know, it kind of is searching for some little hole it can go through, but if it will not find it, it will just go down, just you know. But if it will find some little hole, it can go through, and it will be inside the wall, you know, or a rock or whatever like that. So that's very similar to the gate again, you know, like it's that people are searching for their own gate, but sometimes, or most of examples, they just stay in front of the gate and they never go through. So that's my Kafka.
Okay. Also es ist ziemlich kompliziert. Also den Satz, den ich vorhin vorgelesen habe, das mit der Axt auf den gefrorenen Wasser, das ist eher eine Reflexion eines Journalisten. Und für ihn bedeutet Franz Kafka sehr viel, obwohl er manchmal ihn mag, aber manchmal auch ganz schön verbittert ist über ihn. In der CSSR war Kafka verboten, aber trotzdem hat man immer wieder Wege oder Mittel und Wege gefunden, an seine Schriften ranzukommen, was ich mir eigentlich auch gar nicht so richtig vorstellen kann, dass es so schwierig war. I couldn't understand that it's so strange to get some writings of Kafka because he was in Prague.
We got it somehow from older
releases. It's the way. Und Kafka beschreibt eine ganz originäre Art von Humor, den er auch teilt und den er gerne aufgreift, wenn es ihm nicht so gut geht. Und dieser Humor ist eher so ein gewisser absurder Humor. Man hat gerade dieses Bild beschrieben einer Person, die vor einem Tor steht und an diesem Tor dran steht ein Wächter. Und der traut sich nicht so richtig, durch das Tor zu machen und fängt an, mit dem Wächter zu reden und ergraut sich darüber und verstirbt dann irgendwann mal, obwohl er eigentlich die ganze Zeit hätte durchgehen können. Das ist dahingehend einfach nur ein Sinnbild dafür, dass er seine Chancen genutzt hatte und das beschreiben, wo diese ganzen Texte, dass man seine Chance nutzen sollte. Jeder, der was machen will, der ein Ziel hat, der findet auch Mittel und Wege und der schafft das auch. Also wenn du Kosmonaut werden willst oder Taxifahrer, Steineschmeißer und Außenminister, Taxidriver, und am 13. Mai erscheint ein neues Album, What's the name of
this? The album?
Yes.
It's called Jeskynia in Czech language. Jeskynia, it means caves.
Caves. See. Yeah. And the Czech name?
Jeskynia.
Okay, das neue Album wird Caves heißen. Was das jetzt auf Deutsch heißt, das weiß ich nicht, aber auf jeden Fall Jeskynia auf Tschechisch. Und da gibt es ein Lied.
To be out on May 13th in Prague, ja. Acropolis Palace.
Ah, I started there some years ago. Am 13. Mai Record Release in Acropolis in Žižkov.
Žižkov.
Und er hat gerade einen Song geschrieben, what's the name of the song? The name of the song with the drops.
Drops. Oh, the name, it's called Little Hole.
Little Hole, okay. Der dänische Name ist Little Hole und da hat er praktisch dieses Bild Kafkas nochmal mit aufgegriffen, dass die Regentropfen an der Wand in eine Ritze suchen, wo sie reingehen können. Und dann sind sie praktisch am Ziel und ansonsten fallen sie einfach nur runter. So, time? Any time. I want to know something about the reaction on the concert.
Whatever you want.
No, I have on the reaction of concerts, the meaning of the covers. But I think we can. You want it?
Or yeah, sure, whatever, yeah.
Next date and contact with what?
Okay.
And so we can talk about
then
it.
Fine. Yeah.
Or it's better to ask Martin.
Yeah, sure. Martin is not here.
Okay. Goodie. Ich muss jetzt bloß mal kurz absprechen, wie wir das jetzt machen. Ich würde sagen, wir spielen nochmal ein Lied, ein New Song. I have Paciti Plotu.
Feelings of fans.
Feelings of fans. What are the lyrics about?
That's about fans, any actually wall. Actually, that's in Germany probably very very strong theme about the wall.
Uh-huh.
Pink Floyd has a wall, you know. So in Berlin, you know, Berlin Wall, or there are many many walls all over the world still exist, and so this song is basically about walls and fences. You know, fences. You know what is fence? It's in between two gardens. You have fence, like some, like a wall, but like this. You know.
Door.
The fence, like a wall. You have wall.
Yes.
But not stone, but just garden, whatever.
I wrote the lyric today, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's about that people have tendency to put fences around their own property, for example, around garden, but who say this is your land? Like, okay, you bought it, but at the same time, you know, like, so fences is my feelings about all walls, fences, borders, physical borders between nations, you know, and whatever. And also my happiness that now in Europe, as I feel it, we don't have really borders, like physical borders. But there are still some borders in our minds, you know, in between nations, you know. Like, so I'm singing in this lyrics that I want to change or destroy these borders in between nations or between people. It's not about nations generally, but about just two people are talking about exactly. Yeah, and you know we have some little border with the language, but that's not border at all. You know, it's easy because when we are tolerant, we can talk pretty easy about anything we want.
And then we have the mixture.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the point that we have that border much stronger border is something
in brain,
yeah, something like some predictable things, you know, something, yeah. So anyway.
Jo, also in den Titel Podcity Plotu geht es allgemein um sämtliche Mauern, Zäune, Grenzen, die ein gewisses Stück Land, also jetzt auch so ein bisschen im übertragenen Sinne, abstecken mit der Bemerkung, das gehört mir, das ist meine, aber effektiv geht es eigentlich nicht um die Grenzen, die jetzt Länder unterscheiden. Es geht jetzt auch nicht unbedingt um sprachliche Barrieren, wie mir bietet das jetzt nur an, da ich ja nur okay Tschechisch kann. Es geht eher um die Grenzen, die man im Kopf hat, also im Denken und so weiter und so fort. Gut.